BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Everything that happened on the show today. On it, dads at One Direction concerts. They don't like it. We discuss and we call a dad that's had enough of them. He's sick of it. Also, why am I in the One Direction movie? I'm worried. Innuendo Bingo is pretty special today. Jonathan Agnew, legendary cricket broadcaster, gets 100% involved. It's a good one. And birthday boy Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
You alright?
Yeah.
I'm giddy with excitement today because we've got a cricket legend playing Innuendo Bingo. He doesn't even play cricket. He commentates on it. It's Jonathan Agnew. I can't believe this day has finally come.
You know, I like his Twitter account because I read his tweets in the style of his voice.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
And his latest one is, and so, to Broadcasting House.
Oh, God.
It's brilliant.
What have we done here?
It's a sublime booking.
If you know anything about cricket, he's on Five Live. He's been doing it for years. He is a broadcasting legend. Aggers.
Yeah. But if you don't know him from cricket, you might know him from Innuendo Bingo.
Yes.
He's an Innuendo Bingo legend as much as he is a cricket legend.
He's always on Innuendo Bingo with ones like this.
I'd love you to wake up in the Beaver this morning.
You know what I mean now, right? He's playing bingo at 1:45 today. This is happening live on the Radio 1 website. That definitely deserves a pull up! Aggers is in the house. He's in the building. This is so exciting.
Oh, what a legend.
Ah! What are you going to say to him? What's the first thing you're going to say?
I don't know. I'm probably bow. I'll probably drop to my knee. Like in
drop
a sort
trowel.
Of, like a, no, that's different. Why would you drop trowel in front of Aggers?
It's that kind of game.
I'd drop to one knee and just sort of doff my head. Doff my cap. What? Just, you know what I mean.
Doff my head.
Royalty is here. Well, not actual royalty.
Cricket royalty.
Is he knighted?
No, he should
be. He should be.
He will be. So Jonathan Agnew is going to be here at 1:45. I can see him at the moment pacing in the Radio 1 Live Lounge.
Don't tell him because he'll notice the cameras in there and he'll be paranoid.
He's going to sit down now.
You just commentate on what he's doing. I mean, the poor man.
Sat down.
He can hear this probably, Scott. So,
I can see him on a screen. It's like commentating on some kind of Big Brother.
No, if this was Big Brother, if we could get this out there right now, because this is what Big Brother should be.
Jonathan is on a sofa on his phone.
It should just be Aggers.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You know when they used to do the live stream on Big Brother? That's what this is like. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about it because it's really embarrassing.
Well, I can't stop watching him now. He's just... So, he is a legend.
Aggers has been on Innuendo Bingo many a time.
No, it's Saudi. Revealing himself as he stands up.
Some of the best clips we've played.
It's always a great feeling, I think, coming through here. Tough as, I mean, did the members rise for you when you were walking out to bat?
You know his voice.
Actually, I took Jim, who's staying with us, to the top of Staden Hill the other day, and I showed him the Beaver. I said, look at that.
That's because Jonathan lives in the Vale of Beaver in Nottinghamshire, of course.
He's just a hero.
Just so many clips over the years.
Tough as is desperate to get on your organ there.
I've got more. There's so many. We could just do a bingo with Jonathan Agnew featuring himself.
I'd love you to wake up in the Beaver this morning.
So it's happening at 1:45. You can watch this on the Radio 1
so
website.
Good.
Someone's saying the Queen is a fan of Aggers.
Oh, everyone's
gave him a cake at Lord's. We need to ask
him
this.
Give him a knighted. If you're
Mom.
Listening. Mom.
1:45. Watch and listen to Aggers off of cricket playing Innuendo Bingo. I hear that he has bought a change of clothes. He is carrying a holdall.
Does it look like a sort of swimming bag?
I don't know.
Because didn't you tweet him saying speedos?
I think I tweeted him saying yes, speedos. So I hope he... Well, let's just find out. 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, yesterday actually, I was saying I was that person that if someone is going to throw maybe a bottle of something at a festival or a ball at sports day, like when I was at school, I'm the person that it will hit in the face. I am that person. This happened at the V-Fest at the weekend where I was watching Rudimental. Everything was fine. And then one of those plastic bottles hit me and it was warm and wet. That's all I'm saying. I'm not the only one. Rachel and Skegness has been on. She's also that person. Went to see Kings and Leon the other night. Right in the face. You can guess what? Same as me at Rudimental on Sunday. Are you that person? Give me a text. I want to hear from more.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Greg. Greg James, everyone.
Hi.
You okay?
I'm so excited about today's innuendo bingo.
What a moment this could be.
In the green room is probably the first voice I ever heard on the radio. He's the voice of cricket, that guy.
Sir. Well, he's not actually
a sir, but
he's sir.
Not yet.
Should be.
Should be sir.
He should be a sir.
You're very excited about this.
I saw him. He came in and he was really nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. We'll look after you, Mr. Agnew.
I'm nervous.
You should be nervous.
Please respect him today, Chris.
No, we will. We're going to look after him.
Of course we will. I'm going to bow before him.
He's a hero, this guy.
Bingo, coming up. Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Moments away from incredible scenes here at BBC Radio 1 as Jonathan Agnew plays Innuendo Bingo. You will want to watch this. It's going to be on the Radio 1 website. Even if you can't get it to a computer, you can now watch on your mobile phone, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Get to the Radio 1 website on your smartphone. You can watch it all happening live.
It's quite incredible. The whole cricketing world seems to be taking a break. The amount of tweets I've seen from all over the place.
Really?
Yeah. They're all, you know, this is a very exciting moment, not just for Innuendo Bingo, but for cricket. And sport in general. Do you know what? The more I look at him, the more I think he could be the next Bond.
He is quite Bond, isn't he? And have you met him yet? Did you go and say hi?
I went out and said a quick hello and sort of... He's just... To be in his presence...
I'm quite nervous.
...is an incredible feeling.
We were saying earlier, he kind of... A long time ago, he almost kind of invented Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
He did, yeah. Well, yeah.
There's an old clip I think you were talking to me about.
It's legendary. And I refound this earlier. I was having a little look through the archives.
Okay.
And I found this and it just...
So is this the one with Brian Johnson? Can we play this now?
Okay. Oh, it's so good.
Is this from a long time ago?
It's so good.
From like 91. Hang on, here we go.
He tried to step over the stumps and just flicked a bail with his right
hand. He honestly tried to do the splits over it, and unfortunately the inner part of his thigh must have just removed the bail.
He just didn't quite get his leg over.
Anyhow, he did very well indeed, batting 131 minutes and hit 3 fours. And then we had Lewis playing extremely well. Agus, do stop it. Lawrence, always entertaining, batting for 35 minutes, hit a four over the wicketkeepers. Agus, for goodness sake, stop it.
It is tricky when you can't get your leg over.
Yes, Lawrence.
It just carries on.
Because they just have to talk.
Yeah. Otherwise, there's silence because cricket ain't loud. So you've just got to keep talking. Legend. Okay, so Agus is on Innuendo Bingo next. Whatever you're doing, maybe stop working for a second if you're on your lunch break at the moment. This is going to be a good one. Okay, I think we should turn the cameras on right now then. bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you're watching your computer or your smartphone, cricket's most loved is about to play Innuendo Bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I can't believe I am saying this. He's been on our wish list for a long time now, but Jonathan Agnew is playing Innuendo Bingo today. Hello, Jonathan.
What am I doing in here? I have never seen a studio like this. I've never seen... It's like a slaughterhouse. What are you expecting to happen in here? There's plastic everywhere.
Yeah, we have to cover it up, you know, just because we don't want to get anything wet, because this game gets wet. Now, how much do you know about Innuendo Bingo? I know you said yes to it a while ago now.
Well, I'm aware that we contribute every now and then, purely by accident.
Every now and then, you're always on.
Only every now and then. But I thought... I want some clarification on the rules here before we do start.
Go on, then.
I thought that you aimed for the bin. But ones I've seen... He's horrid, this bloke opposite. He just sprays water all
over
you.
It's an honour for you to call me that.
This bloke opposite?
No, just horrid. Just acknowledging me.
You can call him whatever you want.
I don't know. It depends what kind of... If you're an Innuendo Bingo purist, I suppose you'd go for the bin. But the more sort of modern game involves, you know, a sort of...
Projectile.
Yes.
How are you finding, like, if we maybe did do a projectile, would you be happy with that, Mr. Agnew?
I faced the West Indies pace attack. Of the 1980s.
Okay.
I can take projectile.
Oh, my God, what a legend.
Is that one already?
bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can watch this right now. Caitlin is watching for the first time. Jim in Bristol is watching on his phone for the first time just because of Aggers. It's going to be epic. I agree. Yes, you have contributed, I don't know whether
rather
you're doing
too
it on
often,
purpose,
actually.
But you are on a lot.
Well, if you live in the Beaver, then yes. What chance have I got when I start talking about
it? You don't
home?
Really have much of a chance. Jack's watching for the first time. Tara has planned her lunch break around Agger's innuendo bingo.
Oh, God, not much pressure on, is there?
No, not at all. Okay, so the idea is you fill your mouth as much as you right. can. You have got to change your clothes, Jonathan.
I have. I actually, I've been quite cunning. I bought a shirt that I've been wearing for 3 days, and it needs laundering.
Excellent.
Oh, yes. After this, it'll probably be okay. Yes, so, exactly. A full one of these?
Yes, just fill your cheeks, Mr.
Mr. Agnew. I can't believe this. I can't believe this.
This is the best.
Right.
Unfortunately, whenever you talk, I just think innuendo now.
Okay. Also, Mr. Agnew, we do have a we do have a no hands rule. So if it's going to come out, let it come out. Oh no! Just get rid of it. There we are. That's it.
Wow. Oh, right. Okay.
That's the badger. Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No, you're new.
Are you on
to this?
Just don't make me laugh.
Okay. So, first, fill your cheeks. Predictably, we do go over to Test Match Special, where...
Sorry. This is going to be impossible. I'm sorry, Mr. Agnew.
Go on, Agnew. Right. Says Graham in Cambridge. Such a massive reaction to this. So we're going over to Test Match Special. Don't let it choke you. Just let the water come out all over him. Jonathan Agnew here is an expert on so many topics.
Does it feel a little smaller?
Yes, and some balls do feel different in the hand, actually. But of course, if you are handling balls every day, then they do feel different.
Yes!
No, stop it!
Impressive first...
Oh, you stop it, Mr. Anthony. We're on.
That was very good.
I remember that was actually a totally unintentional one.
Oh, more of that, please. That was great.
Yes, and some balls do feel different in the hand, actually.
Incredible.
God, we're getting through it. Everyone all right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now we're going over to MasterChef now. And it sounds like Greg Wallace here has really enjoyed having Casey Brand on the show. Are we ready?
I find it quite pleasant. Left to my own devices, I'd probably munch the living daylights out of your little tart.
That was a slow one.
Sorry,
right in the face. This, right, you have to watch this. If you watch anything, if you watch any innuendo bingo
that
ever, watch this one.
To my own devices, I'll probably munch the living daylights out of your little tart.
Rob Owen Redding's been on. Also, Laura's been on, loving it already. Okay, ready? Fill your cheeks.
I'm going to start sledging soon.
Over to Channel 4's Four Rooms now. And being on television really allows people to do things that they'd never normally be able to do.
Tell me what you've both brought with you today.
Today we brought a very rare example of a mounted taxidermy Andean condor. It was an opportunity for...
What happened there, Chris?
Look at his face!
Right, let's...
So I get a point for withholding that?
Yes, yeah, you can have whatever you want, Mr. Agnew.
Soaked.
Right, can we... He is soaked already. Can we get to the end of the clip, do we think? Chris, can you manage that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try. Here we go. Water, please.
Tell me what you've both brought with you today.
Today, we brought a very rare example of a mounted taxidermy Andean condor. It was an opportunity for me to mount one of the rarest birds in the world.
I'm so glad I got to that second bit because the first bit wasn't very funny.
Oh,
and
Mr.
he
should
have that as a classic.
He's
a bit
soaked.
Wet. Oh, my word.
Oh, you've soaked his pink shirt.
To mount one of the rarest birds in the world.
Okay, over to...
How do people say those things?
This is a wet one.
Sean in Edinburgh says, is this real? This is amazing.
I can't believe it.
How many more are there to go?
Oh, a few, Mr. Agnew. Dan off the hedge end, loving it. Over to BBC Radio 2 now. Mm-hmm. Where Ken Bruce is interviewing a musician. And Ken seems to have some very funny ideas about what goes on at gigs these days.
And do you ever find yourself being tempted to get up on stage and whack it out again?
Oh, I guess.
I tried so hard. I had Ken on the programme the other day. I was a lovely man. Why did you say that?
Oh, jeez. Mr. Agnew.
This is brilliant.
I haven't had a full face on yet, have I?
No.
This is incredible because I didn't expect. I thought you'd be quite hold it back, but
well,
you're
I like
not.
To play by the rule. I like to play by the spoilers.
No, you're doing it. I mean, it couldn't be better.
All right. I don't know.
Wow. More of the same, please, Mr. Agnew.
I'm about to go full toss.
I don't know what that means. Over to BBC Bristol now. And they're reading a very important list out here on BBC Bristol. Everyone needs to take some notes. You might want to.
Yeah, now, there's in this country, there's the great tit, there's the willow tit, there's the marsh tit, there's the bearded tit, which isn't actually a tit at all.
Right.
Sorry. Sorry,
this is... Okay, we've played a lot of Inuit Domingo. This is the best one ever. I'm going to put it out there.
Oh, wow. That was an absolute shocker.
I know. It's just the way that it's just the way that Mr. Agnew is trying to hold it in so much. And when you actually got him full in the face there, he did a little shaky head thing.
Just briefly running through the British tits.
Okay. You are?
Hang on.
Okay. I saw you do a video once of the sprinkler.
Oh, yes. Very badly.
This is like the sort of the real life one,
this is
I guess,
proper sprinkler. It's his face doesn't help.
No, I know.
The hamster cheeks.
We'll try and do something about that for you, Mr. Agnew. Okay. Over to Charles now on Test Match Special. And you really do... You do paint words on that programme, you know. Words and pictures.
His bat is up to Junaid's waist. I kid you not. I think the actual blade is normal size. He's just got a monumentally big handle.
I was in the car when he said that. That's actually, I've been given an early release from the match and I nearly drove off the road. Dear old Charlie Dagnall from Radio Leicester, top man. Used to play cricket.
Charlie Dagnall? Okay. Coronation Street, next.
What you have to do, can I say, you have to imagine that there is somebody else sitting beside you, see?
Yes.
So when that sort of thing is said, I mean, if it's Phil Tufnell, for instance, he's under the desk. So you are completely abandoned, left by yourself. Anyway, on we go.
Your job's fun, isn't it? It's my job's fun. Yours is fun as well. Okay. Coronation Street, from last week now. Poor Gail Platt. Seems to have had a moment of disappointment.
We were just sitting watching telly and suddenly he went all floppy.
That was on Coronation Street.
It's Gail Platt, yeah. She doesn't have the best luck. Poor Gail. Oh,
good grief.
I know. Okay.
Hang on.
You're right.
Jill and Andy in Essex have listened to Agus for years, but are today seeing him in a new light.
Well, that's one word for it.
The new Bond.
Callum, yes. Yes, the new Bond. Callum and Luton says, Chris is like, sorry, Mr. Agnew, sorry. It's brilliant. Over to BBC Radio 4 now. More water, please. And a very revealing discussion they're having over on 4 about Charles Dickens.
That must have been an additional kind of horror to that episode in his life.
But I think we should say that he loved Fanny.
Mr. Agnew, he wasn't expecting this. He didn't even put his bingo trousers on because he thought it was going to be a dry one.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh. Danny is sat in his office on his phone watching an bingo in tears. So is Simon.
Oh,
Emma Sparks says, I have to watch this back later. It's brilliant. It is the best one ever.
Oh, it's incredible.
Best one ever, says Liam and Rachel.
How do they say that?
I mean, it's Fanny was his sister, of course, really? Charles Dickens' sister there. Okay, Coronation Street now, a favourite clip of ours. Mm. Some of the characters on that show really have had sheltered lives.
Oh, shall I get that for you?
You will not. I've not let a man inside my purse since we went decimal.
Mr. Agnew's light pink shirt is now just almost red.
But it's ready for the spin cycle. It's just quite cunning, you see. Yeah.
You did a really good job there. You've washed it
detergent.
Yourself.
Yeah, a bit of detergent and away we go.
Are you all right?
Are you enjoying Mr. Agnew?
I'm a great time.
Okay, good.
I need some more water.
Yes.
Yeah. I love how he's got so involved with this. This is brilliant.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Who's
Ollie Rice?
Ollie Rice. Oh, she's my editor from Waitrose. She's not watching, is she?
She's finding it hilarious.
Oh, no. I'll probably be fired.
Now to the Athletics. And by the sounds of this, I really must start watching televised athletics more often. It sounds good.
Heat five of the men's 800 metres, right on the outside in lane eight. There he is, Michael Rimmer, looking as I think he should be. Perhaps a little nervous, a little apprehensive. Again, another tough heat here. He's got three top men inside him.
Check. Oh. No, nothing. What? We need more water, please.
We're running low.
Oh, God, I
might have to get some more water. right, more water, please, everybody. Right, here we go. Are we saying that Charles Dickens' sister was Fanny Dickens? Okay. Just wanted to check. A bit of admin there. Over to Okay, it's time for another classic. So the BBC paper review now. And a very controversial story.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
Oh my word.
Well, it would be shocking, wouldn't it?
Poor Delia.
And finally, it's nearly over, I guess.
Oh my God, for that. Wow.
Finally, this might be the ultimate clip. We've got 50 seconds of this. Stand by, everyone. Warwater, here we go. Over to Test Match Special. And Jonathan Agnew.
The more stoppages than baseball.
I don't understand this. That was two balls into the over. And they all came running on. Great, even the ground staff are out there. It may be that Peterson's doing something to his bat. He's got his back to us. And whether something's happened to that... I'll tell you what he's doing, Jeffrey. He's putting a new rubber on his bat.
A new rubber in the middle of the game.
He is. Well, he's taken one off first, or he's putting a new one on, but he's doing it quite professionally. It's never terribly easy doing that. You've got to make sure you've got no floppy stuff on. Get it all on.
Let's get through the rest of it, please. There's still another 15 seconds.
How do you do it?
Chris, water. Mr. Agnew's going.
We're out.
We've not got much time left.
Hang on, quick. Thank you.
Okay.
That's great.
Let's get to the end.
Pull it down, that big stick. I think Peterson once said to the umpire, I've got a problem here, I need a new bat rubber. He's put it on himself. Although he's told, actually, the youngster who brought it out, by the look of it, to just finish it off. And so they've called drinks.
It's unbelievable.
I just think I was getting the sack off that one.
Yeah. Wow.
Unbelievable.
That was an absolute triumph. Thank you, Mr. Agnew. Thank you. Wow.
Well played.
Well played.
Thank you very much, Jonathan Agnew, for providing us with one of the best innuendo bingos.
Who
probably
won?
The best ever. It doesn't really matter.
Cricket.
Cricket won, Jonathan.
Oh, do you think?
Thank you so much.
Oh, pleasure.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. That was Jonathan Agnew.
Supplying with more material.
Would you ever come back and do it again?
Love to.
Oh, what a ledge. Wow. I need to say that Five Lives Ashes coverage begins on Wednesday from 10:30 a.m. That's the reason he's here. On Five Lives Sports Extra, you can listen live via the Five Lives Sports Extra website. Jonathan, thank you again.
Pleasure.
Unbelievable scenes.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is my big thing this week. So good, Lady Gaga. And that is Applause. I'm playing it for you every day. Okay, so Tuesday, second day of us playing it. Thoughts, please. Christopher, what are you saying?
Look, I know it's doing what you said, that it would sort of grow a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The problem is, you set this thing up last week where you were comparing Lady Gaga and Katy Perry.
I don't think it was just me. It was everyone, because like they were both kind of... you know, releasing their tracks out there on the same time.
So the thing is, if you've got to choose, I still say the Katy Perry song's much better. But then it is, do you know what, you've got a classier taste in pop, haven't you, I suppose? That, do you know what I mean? We've said this before. If we're talking like, you know, them people who like cheeses now. You see, I love cheddar.
Yeah, right? You're just plain and simple. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
There's absolutely
nothing
wrong
with that. That's a lot of people.
But you don't mind your cheese with blue bits in and stuff like that.
I want it to smell
taste.
A bit.
Do you know what? And that Lady Gaga song is...
I'm not saying she smells a bit.
No.
You know what I mean?
But you know what I mean? It's a finer... It's an arty cheese, that.
Yeah.
It's a sandebrue or something.
It's a cheese you don't quite understand, but you still like it.
It's got a French name.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't, stinks as well, but people still like it.
Absolutely stinks. And you can't buy it you can't buy it in the aisle with the cheddar and the Edam.
No, you
you
to
have to go to the actual counter
That's
to get
saying.
It. That's it. That's the difference.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah. DJ Fresh, Diplo, Dominic Young, Unique.
Drop like an earthquake.
She's added the Unique on the end because there's so many Dominic Young. She's like, I'm going to be Dominic Young Unique, actually.
Is that quite hard to say?
Dominic Young Unique. Earthquake. The Scott Mills Daily. Remember we were covering for Grimmy and we had Lydia Bright, who used to be on Towie on.
Mm.
And also her mum, Debbie, also used to be on Towie. She can talk. What a ledge. And they played the speech jammer. So we just put a little delay, which only Lydia could hear in her ears, which messes up your voice. You've heard this before. It's like a really tiny delay, not 0.2 seconds, but makes your voice all scrambled and strange.
It changes everyone in different ways, doesn't it? It makes some people get this really like odd accent, so it might make you talk really fast, or it might make you talk really slow. It
makes you sound
odd.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it affects different people in different ways, but only that person can hear it. That's what we put the delay in their ears. And we got Lydia to phone up Debbie, who's on holiday in Italy having a lovely time.
We wish we were there last night. We were in bed watching telly. What is the Italian men like out there?
Why are you talking like Joan?
Pardon?
Why are you talking like Joan?
Am I talking really? No, I think it's just because I'm a little bit tired.
You're talking like Joan Collins.
I think it's just because I'm a little bit tired.
Yeah, no, the Italian men are just as hot as ever. Last night, I had a spaghetti with all fish and Roma rag. If you go on Twitter, you'll see it. You'll be so jealous. She had a great big plate of spaghetti with clams. And I tweeted, Roma's birthday dinner. Why would she want to be anywhere else? Then she had a big chocolate cake.
Oh, I'm so jealous, Mum. The whole family's out there and I'm the only one not there.
But, like, completely went over Debbie's head, mostly.
Yeah.
Even though Lydia was talking really weird with the speech jammer on. What's going on about our holiday?
The restaurant is absolutely packed. I mean, the restaurant, Mario's restaurant is like the Bell Sit of the front. Do you know what I mean? Like, people queue to get in there. It's like the Bell Sit, but like 10 times bigger. Yeah. It's so big now, and it's got tables going right down.
Anyway, so that carried on. Love, Debbie. That was a really good speech jammer. We've done it with Harley from Rizzle Kicks and Zane Lowe, and you had a go as well.
Yep.
Tomorrow, Matt Edmondson has a go at the speech jammer at 1:45. But how would it change Matt Edmondson's voice? So you know we did the speech jammer with Harley off Rizzle Kicks when we were doing breakfast.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect some people at all. Like, most people, I think it does.
Yeah.
But we put the effect, the speech jammer effect, into Jordan off Rizzle Kick's ears.
Oh, yeah. I like this. Are you about to do what is like the bonus feature on a DVD?
Yeah, I'm doing the bonus feature right now.
Right, I see.
We haven't played this out yet, but this is what happened when we recorded Jordan. Just really not affecting him at all, despite there being a delay in his ears. Tell us what's in the video to Lost Generation.
Harley's eating toast. I dive onto a sofa.
Nothing. What the hell's going on? That's mental. You've got special eagle ears.
He says it before.
Before the, maybe if before you speak delay. A bit slower.
Huh?
Speak a bit slower.
If I talk a little bit slower, I can still hear my voice.
No. Why is it not affecting him at all? That's really
weird. I mean,
really
it sounds a little bit off, but it just, for some reason, it wouldn't sort of muck with his mind as much as it does with other people.
He's a superhuman. But, with Harley, completely it was on. It was brilliant. Mm. And the same with Lizzie Edge, right?
But it shows it doesn't work with some people.
Yeah. So Matt Edmondson tomorrow on the Speech Jammer, and we're going to do that at 1:45, and then even more innuendo bingo for you three times this week, what with Aggers and McLovin. More on Thursday at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So tonight it's the One Direction film premiere in London. You've been hearing about it on Newsbeat. And somehow I made it to the BBC 6 o'clock news last night, talking about One Direction.
So who's asked you to do this? Because you're fast becoming their official spokesman, almost.
It's been happening for a while. About a year or so ago, I was on BBC Breakfast, talking about the phenomenon. And then last night, they asked me, quite last minute, to go on the BBC 6 o'clock news. Here it is.
Band hysteria is nothing new. In the past, Take That gathered millions of fans, but never managed to break America. But it's the Beatles whom One Direction are now hoping to emulate.
The success has been right place, right time. They're a bunch of good-looking lads, and they appear to really care about their fans. The music is almost secondary.
Yes. What appear to care about their fans? I meant that they do care about their fans.
So that's the official statement, is it?
They appear
One Direction
to care about their fans. They are. It's a little bit of me on the news with Lizzo last night.
When you were on the news, because yeah, I missed this. Big up Lizzo, Mazimbo.
Yeah.
The banner that comes up underneath when it says Scott Mills.
Yeah.
What's the title with it?
I don't know. I think just Radio 1 DJ. I can't remember what the title was. I didn't even look at that. I didn't
know. It wasn't my big spokesperson face. Or...
No.
It's incredible that, though. I mean, you do get wheeled out quite a lot, don't you?
They wheel me out as a spokesperson quite a lot for One Direction. I don't really know why.
You're like a lawyer.
I did have the first play of their first single. Do you think that's what it is? That was 2 years
Maybe.
Ago.
Yes, but well, it probably is it, isn't it? It's probably the association from that.
Someone's just been on to me, and I'm quite worried about it. And I'll let you into this now. So the film, the premiere's out tonight, and you can see it soon afterwards. Someone's told me that I'm actually in the film.
Doing what?
I don't know. To someone that I know who has seen it, who went to the press conference and has been treated to bits of the film, says that I'm in it, but they won't tell me what doing. And that's worried me a lot.
How do you not know that you're not in a film? Like,
well, they didn't tell you.
I would notice if I was in
a
film.
No. But I, it's a documentary. Like, no one's acting in it. So it could be from anything. Actuality of anything that's happened.
Okay.
What am I doing in it? And they won't tell me what it is.
Well, you must be. I mean, are you playing yourself in the film? Do you know that at least?
No, there's not acting. It's not. We're not acting out any scenes. It's a documentary about their lives and their success. It's a major motion picture. It says it on the posters.
I thought you might be bringing back the role of... Do you remember Paul Lang, the journalist that you played when you were in...
In Casualty. No. I'm not
Or
acting.
The policeman from when you were in Hollyoaks.
Yeah. Let's not mention that again.
See that on YouTube.
Yeah. Shut up. Anyway, the film is called This Is Us and premieres tonight.
Are you excited?
I am excited. I'm going to go. But what am I doing in it? Am I in the background in the live lounge while they're performing, picking my nose?
That's a rare thing, isn't it? That you turn up at a movie that you're in not knowing what you've done in it. Who can say they've done that?
It is incredible, but what am I doing?
I hope it's good.
Someone says I'm doing a hot dog eating contest. I don't remember doing that with them.
Dancing?
I've hosted a couple of things with them. It might be that. I'm not dancing, God knows.
Are you sure this isn't anything... I'm not talking untowards here, but I just mean, is this definitely in you know... This isn't something that's happened one night out or...
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Because...
I mean, am I at a 1D concert getting wee thrown at me? Because it's always me that gets thrown at.
Are you identifiable, properly? I mean, is it one of those that if it would be your arm or something like that and it...
It could just be my arm. I have absolutely no idea what it is.
It's quite exciting.
But if I'm going to be in the cinema tonight, if I suddenly appear and I don't know what's going to happen... Naturally, no. I'm going to shriek.
Here's what you need to do.
Ah!
Here's what you need to do, Mills. You see yourself on the big screen, you start applauding and do
Should I slow clap myself?
No. Just really see if everyone joins in as well. Just really go for it. Really big yourself up with it, you know?
Shall I?
Yeah.
What? So, okay, imagine that I come on the screen. You be me, okay? And I've just appeared on the screen. What happens?
Hey, I'm Scott Mills.
Well, I stand up and say, hey, I'm Scott Mills.
Oh, no, sorry, I was being you.
No, what happens?
At that
what do
point,
I do?
You stand up and you're like, yeah,
Oh, yeah.
Well played, son.
Yeah. Get in there, boy. That kind of thing. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
He is the king of Mallorcan lardy cake. And he's made a song with Jesse Ware. It's Miguel.
Paul.
This is Miguel and Jesse Ware. And that's a dawn. You could really have a lie down with that, couldn't you?
Mm.
Really could. Right, coming up. Oh, no. Rudimental's next.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. I can't get over it.
You know what happens when Rudimental comes on?
This is because if you missed this yesterday, I was at a festival at the weekend. Rudimental were about to play, and then people started throwing stuff, and I got something warm and wet down my T-shirt and the back of my neck. I'm always that person. The person that gets something thrown at. I'm just a target.
When Rudimental's on.
Yeah. Let me just check and see if the feelings come flooding back if I play like the first little bit of it. No, I can't do it.
Do you know what I mean? It's association now.
I got soaked.
I'm sure you'll be fine. Look, you're in a studio. It's unlikely someone's going to run in and throw a cup of wee at you or something.
Just wasn't very pleasant. I've never experienced that at a festival before. But I am that person. I'll get hit by anything, you know, like sports day at school.
Yeah.
Like if there's a ball that's going to go in someone's face, it'll go in mine.
Right.
Hey, talking about this One Direction premiere, have you seen, this has been going around on Twitter and Facebook, have you seen Dads of the One Direction concert? This is really good.
I think it's my new favourite thing.
Yeah. We're going to put this on the Radio 1 Twitter and Radio 1 Facebook now if you've not seen it yet. I'm sure you have, though. A lot of people have. If you haven't, get involved. It's just pictures of dads at One Direction concerts. Obviously, they don't want to be there, but they've had to take their kids. And some of them are texting. Some of them are looking uber bored. And our absolute favourite, what a ledge, the guy that is closing his eyes in a sea of teenage girls. He's a dad pretending that the whole thing is not happening.
It's the first one on this blog, and he's got earplugs in.
And he's closed his eyes.
It's like, I'm in a happy place. I'm in a happy place.
Yeah, he's kind of meditating to pretend and hope that he's not there. Hating every second of it. But do you reckon he's got other music on really loud?
No,
or just maybe something calm?
No, because it's like earplugs. It's like, it's just two little bits of things in his ears to try and block out the noise. It's like he is going through hell.
But in his head, the dad is going here. What Makes You Beautiful is playing, in his head, he's closing his eyes and he's trying to imagine being in Hawaii.
He's just trying
on a beach.
To get away, isn't he? Just escape.
You go to at BBC R1 on Twitter or BBC Radio 1 on Facebook, you will see Dads of the One Direction concert photos.
It's great because all the ones that are in the concert, nearly all of them have earplugs.
They don't want to be there. They're just dads that are providing the lift home.
Oh, they have to be there for legal reasons.
That's where he's going in his head. Take the earplugs out. This is happening. Go and have a look. Dads of the One Direction concert.
It's so good.
It's our new fave thing. Etc. BBC. Okay.
This is BBC Radio 1.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to press the button. No one throw anything. It's fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Anne.
Where are you, Anne?
Derry.
Hi, Derry. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
What's going on?
My dad is one of them people that just don't like One Direction at all.
And you obviously do.
Yeah. He can't even listen to me talk about them.
What do you mean?
Like, if me and my sister or whatever, and like the one room where my friends would ever come over, like he just... either gets up and leaves or just, oh, not this again.
Oh, no. He sounds like a man who's sort of, I don't know what the phrase is. Is it reached the end of his tether? Mm. It sounds like he's just got enough of One Direction now.
Yeah, he's sick of them.
So he will leave the room when you're talking about them?
Yeah.
It's quite extreme, that. So, I mean, would you say you talk about them quite a lot?
Yeah, too much, I think.
What does he do when you're playing their music then?
I play in my room, but it's mostly like on my phone or like through earphones, whatever. Like me and my sister would sit and listen to them.
Okay, so it's not, he doesn't allow it out loud.
No, well, he's usually at the other end of the house, so.
Okay.
But why is he so against it? It sounds like he's really, really against it. Has he just had enough? Has he heard too much?
Aye, far too much, because it's like my cousins love them too, so.
Yeah.
Poor man.
Obviously, the film's coming out. What's going to happen? Is he going to have to go with you?
No, well, me and my friends are going the night it first comes out. And then the Tuesday after, I'm taking my wee sister, my mommy, but my daddy's going to see a different movie.
In the same cinema?
Yeah.
I love that. He really can't bear it.
No.
I'm seeing lots of pictures of One Direction dads with earplugs at concerts and things like that. Do you think if he took you to a concert, it would be the same situation?
He would probably sit in the car and wait until it's over.
Yeah, he ain't going in.
Nah.
I love this. I just genuinely love this. The whole, like, at One Direction concerts, this whole car park's full of dads.
Yeah.
And these dads who are, like, bringing books along and things like that. It's just brilliant.
Do you think they all have a chat in the car park? I do. Yeah, I can't stand them either.
It's like they should all form a hate club or something like that. It's like they are in their own, bizarrely, One Direction club. Which is,
I know.
They're all sort of bound by One Direction.
Yeah, the band have created this.
Yeah.
Just dads that don't like them. Sick of them. Where's your dad at the moment?
He's at work.
Okay. Do you think he might answer the phone? I just had an idea.
He might.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
And he really doesn't like One Direction, does he?
No.
Like, it would be awful if, like, someone rang him and talked about them or just played their songs.
Yeah.
Down the phone.
Aye.
I like where you're going with this. Yeah. So what, we'd need an excuse to call with, though.
Yeah. Why would I be calling him, Anne?
Like, I'm waiting on a couple of parcels to come in the post unless you wanted to be the postman.
Oh!
That kind of thing is good.
Okay. Does he get annoyed by being on hold when he's on hold to people, do you think?
I think so. I think
most people do.
Well, you know, you've got to listen to One Direction in your room. I think it would be good that we call him.
Yeah.
Right, wait there. I'm going to play a song and then you can give me his number, all right?
Okay, no
Let's
bother.
Give it a go. It might not work. Right, so Anne is still on the line listening and I'm going to give her dad a call right now. Anne, I think you might enjoy this, so keep on the line.
Good afternoon, speaking.
Hello, can I speak to Mr. McGilligan, please?
Who's calling?
My name's Matt.
Matt, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cardell's Parcels.
Just hold on, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, is that Mr. McGilligan?
Yes.
Hello, my name's Matt. I'm calling you from Cardell's Parcels. I'm just inquiring. I think there are two parcels that are going to be delivered at your home address today. Are you aware of this?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking if there's going to be anyone in the house because they do need to be signed for in a special way.
My son will be there. He's 16.
Okay. Would he be able to...
My wife should actually be there this afternoon as well.
Okay, I've just got a couple more questions to ask you. Could I just pop you on hold for a second? Hang on. Hello.
Hello.
Are you still there? I do apologise for the on-hold music. It's awful, isn't it? Right, give me a sec. I'm just getting the form that I need to ask you about, and I'll be right with you. Please hold.
Hello.
Please hold. Your call is important to us.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Hi. Yes. So there's a special P47 form that you have to fill in. I can see on my records here for the two parcels. Is anyone able to do that for us at the property?
Well, first of all, who are the parcels coming from?
They're being delivered to someone called Anne, is it?
Okay.
And scheduled to be in the next hour or so. We can't put a precise time on it. Sorry, can you just hold?
Okay. Hello?
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 Your call is important to us. Please hold. Hello?
Oh, Anne.
Yeah.
Were you enjoying that?
Aye.
He's gone. He hung up. He couldn't take any more bad One Direction covers.
He lasted longer than I thought he would, though.
Ages.
Aye.
But he didn't sound that happy. There was a lot of sort of kind of weird, you know, those kind of frustrated noise. Yeah.
Aye. Like he was getting a bit annoyed.
A little bit. I just thought I'd treat into some quite bad One Direction covers.
Yep.
He can't get away from it, can he, Anne? He has to listen to it at home, and now he has to listen to it at work.
Yep, it's never ending.
What do you think is going on in his head right now, Anne?
Oh, he's probably going to be getting a call 9 to 5 hours.
Yeah. Maybe we should call him back.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, wait there.
Hello.
Hello. Mr. McGilligan.
Yeah.
Hi, did you just have a weird call from Matt Cardle from Cardle's Parcels?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, it's Scott Mills here from BBC Radio 1.
How you doing, Scott?
Good, how are you? I just wanted to see how long you could stay on the phone for with One Direction, because I know that you love them.
No, definitely not.
I know. And you did impressively well. You held on for quite a while.
Yeah, well, Anne would order stuff that does come in, you know.
In fact, I've got Anne on the line. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, Anne. you may pack your bags. You're leaving the night.
maybe me and Anne came up with this idea together. Well, basically, Anne got in touch with me and told me that you're sick of hearing about One Direction in the house.
Yeah, I can switch off very quickly to it. Sorry, boys.
I just wanted to test your resilience, really, and see how much you actually hate them. But you did surprisingly well by holding there. Oh, and your poor dad, he has to listen to One Direction music all the time at home, and then I ring him up and put him on hold with it.
Yeah.
I know. Are you sick of them? It's fair to say, aren't you, Dad?
Absolutely sick of it.
Right. Sorry for the call.
Not a problem, Scott. Thanks very much.
Maybe you should retaliate and make Anne listen to something at home tonight.
Yeah, a bit of Bruce Springsteen might just go down very well for her, you know.
Yeah, you'd love that, Anne.
I'm going to cinema tonight, Daddy.
It could be a long night, Anne.
Bit more before you go.
Not a problem.
Will you be going to the movie out of interest?
No, I will not be. I'm too old for going to movies with all the teenage girls now.
Thanks, One Direction, Dad, and thank you, Anne.
No bother, thank you.
Enjoy Bruce Springsteen.
Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Charlie Sloth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Done no cuz.
And happy birthday,
Charlie.
Oh, thanks, man. 21 again.
Can't believe, no, not again. 21.
21, yeah.
You messed it up there, didn't you, mate?
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Seriously,
fam, check it out.
So happy 21st birthday to Charlie Sloth today.
I can't believe that I'm 21. I feel all grown up today. I actually feel like I've changed.
Yeah. How?
I've been a bit more responsible.
Really?
Yeah.
Still travelling the train as a child, though, yeah?
Yeah. But actually, talking about the train, the weirdest thing happened to me today.
Right.
This is a true story. I know I tell a lot of stories sometimes, but something really weird happened to me today.
Okay,
go. It was just really bizarre. I got a train into work today, and I was accosted by this French woman.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there minding my own business, just doing what I do, listening to music. I do like a little dance when I'm on the train. That's quite cool. It's not very seductive, but it's cool.
Why, was he trying to seduce you?
She tried to seduce me.
Oh, she?
And I got all flustered and crumbled. It's never happened to me before. Normally I'm very confident, very outgoing.
I know.
She crumbled me.
And what's the punchline?
There isn't one.
Oh.
There isn't one.
Oh, I thought that was leading to something.
I thought it was
something
about apple crumble or something.
No. Yes. Fattest. Totally. Why is it always be about food?
So it's the year of the sloth?
It is.
This year, is it?
Yeah, the year of the sloth. The year of the bear.
In China? The year of the bear. Where did that seducing story go? Was that just something that happened?
That happened today.
But what? In what way was she seducing you or trying?
I can't really say what exactly she said because it was very rude.
On the train?
It's never happened to me before in my life.
And you didn't know what to do?
Am I looking particularly handsome today?
You are, actually.
More handsome than ever.
Same as ever, really.
Really? Chris, yeah. What do you think, man?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been training, you know. I've lost a stone.
Where?
Where? Have you actually?
I have. I really have.
But you said you like being fat.
I know I do. I do. I'm not going to get skinny.
No, please don't.
Not at all. It never happened. It couldn't. It's impossible. The intake's more than the outgoing.
And how will you be celebrating tonight? Eating, presumably?
Yep, we're going to go to a restaurant and eat.
Awesome.
Of course you are.
How many cakes you had today?
Bought a birthday cake and I had 3 slices.
Yes, guys. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, cuz.
Yeah. And now it's time for Real or No Real with my favourite Charlie Sloth. Are these real or no real?
The 2004 Nobel Prize for Biology was awarded to 5 scientists who showed that herrings may communicate by farting.
Wow. A Nobel Prize for that, you know? You got to do a lot of work to get one of those, and it just seems that that seems like time wasted rather than hard earned. I mean, the idea that you're investigating herons farting does not seem worthy of such an accolade, you know.
What are you saying, Charlie Sloth?
Yeah, I'm kind of agreeing with old Chrissy on this one.
No, you don't care, do you?
No, I do.
You don't. I can hear in your voice you don't care.
I love birds.
Do you know what it is? He's got birthday on the brain.
I know.
That's it. You know where you're excited because it's your birthday. You're thinking ahead. You're thinking about what you're going to do.
I wasn't really excited this morning. Like I said, I really felt like I grew up today. I've been really adult-like today.
It's been a big moment for you.
It has. I've changed.
And at the pub tonight, you're around?
Yeah, of course.
Right, you're around.
Oh, you're so fast. You were saving that one. You've had that one all week.
Herrings communicating by farting. Real or no real?
For the Nobel Prize, no real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
No way. Silly.
But what about this fact?
Following the success of Gabrielle Aplin's version of The Power of Love on a Christmas advertising campaign last year, the same department store are lining up Matt Cardle to sing an acoustic version of Cheryl Cole's Say My Name.
Oh my gosh. Who's Matt Cardle?
He won the X Factor 1 year.
He's done a song with Mel C.
Mel C?
Off of Spice Girls.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Did Matt he win Cardle. The X? He did win the X Factor.
Yeah,
didn't
he did. He did. Yeah.
What happened to him then?
He's done a song with Mel C.
Won the X Factor.
I think it's in the top 10.
What is it in the top 10 now?
I think so.
I think. Really?
Or might be soon. Yeah, I think it's doing quite well.
Really?
So it's on Radio 2 a lot.
Okay.
Wow. So Matt Cardle could be the new Gabrielle Aplin by doing a kind of calmed down acoustic version of "Say My Name" by Cheryl Cole. I can't imagine that being done in an acoustic style.
How does that song go?
How do you think feel when you call my
call
name?
My name?
Call
then.
My name.
So
then.
The fact itself is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So going by that, I'm going to say no real because whoever wrote this fact is
they didn't do their research.
Actually,
they
got the name of the song wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is no real.
Okay. Then.
That one is no real.
All right then.
Easy points.
Yeah. Oh. What? I wish I'd never sung it now. Next.
Russell Brand recently showed his support and solidarity with Beyoncé by tweeting a photo of himself with his hair stuck in a desk fan.
Oh, that's when she got her hair caught.
Yeah.
Hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
She got it cut short after that, did she, cuz?
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you make of it? What's your view?
She still looks like a hot spice.
Hot spice.
What's that mean?
Like,
what do you think of
it? Man would do the damn thing with her.
I'm sorry?
Adult cuddles.
Have a lie down with her.
Yeah, have a rest.
It's a hot spice.
Hot spice. A little bit chilly. Hot pepper on the tongue.
Oh. off. Don't ever do that noise again. There it is.
It's like a trademark.
I want you to do that on our Christmas special. Oh, which needs to happen.
When are we doing that?
I'm not being funny,
Christmas,
right?
I would have thought.
It is, yeah, but it's now the 20th of August. Has anyone spoken to us about their Christmas show?
No, they haven't, no.
No, but you're like that, you're like them supermarkets that have to. Let's talk about this nearer Christmas.
No.
Why are we talking about it now?
You've got to get it in now, guys.
Exactly. When do you do your Christmas shopping?
Not now.
I do my Christmas shopping in September.
Yeah.
Same. Have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're rushing and sweating and panicking.
Yeah, well, you would be.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So, Russell Brand tweeting support to Beyonce. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real on this one.
I'm going to say real. I can imagine him doing that, like trying to be funny. Run out of jokes.
That one is no real.
Oh, sorry, Russell.
What about this?
Authorities in New Zealand have told a South African chef he is too fat to be allowed to live in the country.
I knew there'd be one. There'd be one fattest question in here.
You're fattest.
You're so fattest.
You're fattest.
You know what? I thought we got past this whole fattism thing. You're just the most fattest person I've ever met in my life.
You are, though.
Life.
You're fattest, though.
No, you are the fattest.
You're fattest.
You are so fattest.
You're clearly fattest.
No, man. Just keep going round and round.
Yeah, you're around.
Perhaps today, as it's Charlie's birthday, you should be the fattest today. Scott.
Yeah, can you be the fattest today? It's my birthday. Please, can you just admit to being fattest?
Okay, then, for one day, I'm fattest.
You are fattest.
You are.
Thank you very much. Have that. I'll take it.
Thank you.
But is there a chef that's too fat to live in New Zealand?
That is so rude. How can you be too fat to live in New Zealand?
Hmm, odd one, that.
Do you know what's not funny, though? Not long ago, I went to a fairground and I was too fat to get on a ride.
what ride was it?
It's not even a joke.
Please say it's the ponies.
It's not the ponies.
It's the teacups.
The bar wouldn't go down. Do you know the bar?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. And especially when you're your son. And he's like, Dad, why can't we go on the ride? I'm like, it's broke.
Your son was being fattest.
And then you walk off and he starts going. And he's like, Dad, it's working. I'm like, it's not working. It's broke.
It's broke.
They're testing it. They're on the bumper cars.
Yes.
It's all right. You've lost a stone now.
Yeah, that's why I lost it. I cried that night.
Oh.
Yeah. And it got like an R sound effect. Nah. I didn't really cry neither. I'm just lying.
So
the bar won't go down though.
No, it wouldn't go down. And I was pushing it. I was like, I put all my strength into it. I was like, just close.
And your son was probably going, Dad, put the bar down. Yeah. You're going, son, I am putting the bar down.
What are you saying about looking at me?
It wouldn't go down.
What are you saying about planes though? What is it? Two seat belts? Across?
Not two seat belts. I have to get two chairs. It depends what
You have to get the extension. I've seen that happen.
Yeah. If I fly British Airways, there are other airlines available.
Yes.
They fit perfect.
Well, it's all not perfect.
No, it's perfect.
I mean, it's the maximum possible.
It is stretched, but it's perfect. But
when they get the extension out, I know.
And it's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's embarrassing. It is fine. Because everyone's expecting the extension to go to a pregnant lady or a mother, and then they see it go to this really handsome guy, and they're like, wow, why does he need that?
I don't know. Fat man problems, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, real or no real, the chef too fat to live in New Zealand?
No real.
I want to say that's real.
That one is real.
There you go. See?
Right, well, happy birthday, Charlie Sloth.
Thank you so much.
We still need to do that Christmas show. Who won?
Charlie got 20, I got 10.
Did you let me win?
Yeah, did you let him win?
No.
Right, well, listen, I know for a fact that over the next 3 hours, on One Extra, they've got loads of surprises in store for you because it's your birthday.
Surprise,
and that's true.
Really?
That's true.
Look how exciting it is. Yeah. Look at that.
So I'll let you carry your considerable weight over to BBC Radio One Extra.
You're so fast.
It means your reputation.
You are so rude.
That was all of Tuesday's Lols. Join us tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1 live for Wednesday lunchtime if you can, or get the podcast. Tomorrow, Matt Edmondson tries out the speech jammer. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.